Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Big show on the fan. 414-799-1250, the phone number, live at 1057fmthefan.com. You can tweet us at 1057fmthefan. I'm Bill Baby Chow Schmidt. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer is here, and our two former Packers, Leroy Butler, Lee 36,
like when I touch all over the burger,
and Gary Ellerson here on the fan, joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Our radio.com sports MLB insider John Heyman joining us here, as always. Brought to you by Indeed.com. You go to Indeed, post a job at Indeed.com/hire. John, thanks for joining us here in the middle of a pennant race for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Oh, of course. Glad to be here.
There is a distinct feeling right now that the Milwaukee Brewers, and the record bears it out, 13-3 in the month of September, that they are playing the best baseball in the entire MLB right now. Do you feel that they would be the favorites at this point to end up in the playoffs, not necessarily division or wild card outside of the Cubs and Cardinals?
Yeah, it certainly feels that way. They've played great, and their schedule is very favorable. Obviously, without Christian Yelich, that's a detriment, although they will manage to win without him. Now they're up to 11 wins out of the last 12 games overall, and that includes the one defeat being 10-0. So they are obviously living right now. I think they really came together. Craig Counsell's doing a terrific job. I think he brought them together after the Yelich injury, and the team has certainly responded in a big way. I think that right now I would say that greater than 50-50 that they get in.
All right, John, so you and I have talked for years. We survived the Ned Yost years in Milwaukee and all that fun stuff with Ken Mock and so forth. But if they win this division from the Cubs and the Cardinals, Brewer fans, I know for sure, are going to be saying Craig Counsell should be manager of the year if they overcome everything that he's had to overcome to win this division. I keep saying he probably still won't win manager of the year, even if that does happen. What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, if he wins the division, I think he probably will be manager of the year. With
nice.
The loss of Yelich, yeah, I think he's the guy. You know, I mean, Snitker's certainly doing a fantastic job. And the way the race is now, I think the last 12 days will certainly determine things. But, yeah, if they win that division, beat out St. Louis and the Cubs both, yeah, he's the manager of the year.
I guess the big question is, though, do they have enough left? I mean, if you look at the injury to Yelich, I thought that was a guy that can do it almost every single day. And now you're down to guys like Lorenzo Cain. Not guys like, but still Lorenzo Cain, Ryan Braun, Moustakas. Can they contribute like this every single day as you try to close this thing out?
Yeah, one guy doesn't make a team in baseball. I think where the Brewers are something like 17-4 without Yelich. So, you know, I mean, I think he's certainly a good MVP candidate still. You know, I probably lean Bellinger, but I think Yelich is right in the mix. He's fantastic. But, you know, if one guy made a team, Mike Trout would be in the playoffs one of these days. I mean, he was one time out of his whole career.
Yeah, good point.
So, you know, they can make up for it with these other guys. And Moustakas, one of the most underrated players in the game. Cain, one of the best defensive players in the game. Braun, very clutch. And right now they've come together as a team. I mean, I do believe in chemistry, and I think they clearly have it quite a bit in abundance.
What do you think is going on then with the Cubs? I think most of you clearly thought that they'd be the front runner in this division.
Couldn't happen to a better team.
I think at the beginning of the year, I think I had Milwaukee and St. Louis in. So I'm feeling good right now about my predictions. But at some point, I felt that the Cubs were probably the best team. I mean, they picked up guys, made big moves along the way, getting Kimbrel, getting Castellanos, who has been fantastic. And Kimbrel has not been himself to this point.
Mm-hmm.
He's hurt right now. So, you know, on paper, they probably look like the best team. But,
right.
You know, all three teams are very close. I mean, you know, since the start of last year, I think Milwaukee is one game better than the Cubs. So they're very close. I don't think there's any question about that. Milwaukee has endured a lot. I give them credit. Their pen, which I've been worried about, been really good lately. Pomerantz, fantastic. 27 strikeouts in the last 15 appearances. Hader has been what you expect from Hader. Suter's been fantastic as well. Ben is operating. The lineup is still good, and that, as I said, I don't want to leave out that schedule because that schedule looks pretty darn good right now for them to win.
Yeah, it's very helpful for the Milwaukee Brewers at this point. John Heyman joining us, our Radio.com Sports MLB insider here on the Wendy's Big Show.
Now that's breaking news. Heyman said we should trade Yelich. We don't need him. Okay, I like that.
Hey, slow down.
I don't think I said trade.
We're just having fun.
All right.
Yeah, Lawar loves drama, so.
I really do. But yeah, a guy that I really like who's been playing very well, not as of late, but this push, John, is Trent Grisham. Now, he was minor league player of the year before, you know, yesterday, and, you know, Aaron Ashby and these guys. These are guys that people normally may not know, but you're going to need these guys to step up. And I think that's the reason why maybe they can get to where I'm one of the guys, John, just get in. Not so much win a division. Just get in and anything can happen.
Absolutely. And you need depth. Obviously, the Dodgers have it more than anybody, but they have a $200 million payroll. Some people have said the Milwaukee system isn't quite what it had been, but obviously, Yura is a very talented player. They've got him from the system. Woodruff, very talented, and Grisham got a chance. So they're getting some pieces up from the minors. They have to piece it together. They're not going to be spending $200 million, so they spent more than I ever thought they would. So give Adnazio and company credit, and give them a lot of credit for sticking in there with the Cubs and the Cardinals, two big market teams.
Explain one thing to me, because Steve's seen a thing. We're going to get beat by the Dodgers anyway, so why even make it? That's the one thing he's scared of. But baseball is really one of the major sports that you can at any time beat a team that's more talent than you. So I don't really mind, you know, the Dodgers having a bigger payroll and bigger things, but at the end of the day, you're going to have to beat these teams, and when you get it to the playoffs, anything can happen.
Absolutely. Wild card teams have won the World Series. The Marlins were a wild card team, won.
Yeah,
the Giants were a wild card team, they won. So it is very possible. It's certainly an extra hurdle to jump over if you're a wild card team. But, you know, one team wins 90 games, another team wins 102 games or whatever they're going to end up with. I mean, you know, it sounds like a lot, but when you play it out in a 5- or 7-game series, you're absolutely right. Anybody can win. I don't think there's any question about that. And, yeah, I think we all agree the Dodgers look the best on paper, but they're not infallible. They're not perfect. You never know what can happen. Everybody was sure, and I'm going back a few years, 1988, that the Dodgers would not be able to beat the Mets. They were 1-11 against them in the regular season, so there was ample evidence, and they ended up winning, beating the Mets and winning the World Series. So,
wow.
Short series, crapshoot, anyone can win. If they get in, I'm with you, they can do it. You know, you never know. I mean, obviously, Houston and the Yankees would be pretty tough when they get to the World Series, or the Yankees, if those are the teams, but any team can win any. And once you're in, you can win any team can win any series.
John, when you talk about where this Brewers team is right now, and like we talked about, you know, it's not made about just one guy, Christian Yelich. Can you rely on the fountain of youth to have Ryan Braun fall into it and carry you like he hit that big grand slam on Sunday the rest of the way out?
Well, he likes those big moments. So, yeah, I mean, he's been the star in the past. He's not that old. You know, let's not give up on him. He has big moments. So does Moustakas. They've got guys who can hit. Thames has come back. I mean, we're all giving up on him, and he's come back and done a good job. I mean, Shaw's pitching in with some homers lately. You know, I mean, they get offense almost anywhere. Grandal, one of the best hitting catchers in baseball. I mean, they're going to get offense anywhere except, you know, obviously shortstops there for defense, but they have a pretty lengthy lineup even without Yelich.
Talking with John Heyman, our Radio.com Sports Insider, about the Milwaukee Brewers here with 11 games left. John, you mentioned Mike Moustakas is one of the more underrated players in the game earlier on here, playing on a one-year deal again. What would a long-term deal, do you think, for a Mike Moustakas look like here in Milwaukee if it were to go and get done?
Yeah, I mean, he deserves a long-term deal at this point. I mean, I understand now that he's over 30, you know, team shy away. The first year he had the qualifying offer. He had a little rep, whether it was deserved or not. I'm not so sure about that, of, you know, being a little, maybe not the most nimble guy at third base. He didn't look like the most nimble guy, I'll say that. And maybe didn't walk that much, which obviously people are into the on base. But, I mean, he just keeps doing it over and over again. Whatever team he's on, that team loves him. The Royals, they loved him. Dayton Moore brought him back then when he didn't really get the offer that he wanted. Milwaukee brought him back after they had acquired him in trade. You know, the Angels were a team that was interested, and I think they offered him even more, but he wanted to stick with Milwaukee. So, you know, maybe he'll even give a little bit of a hometown discount. I know that when he first came out, there was talk, and I probably even predicted that he'd get 5 for $75 or something like that. But for whatever reason, it has not occurred for him. The on-base is really emphasized big. To me, the guy's a great player, and he's comes up big. He's a winner, and to me, he deserves at least a 3-year deal. I would say, to me, he should get 3 for $39, something like that. But, you know, it surprised me. The free agency years have surprised me. I'm sure they've surprised him even more.
John, time to put you on the spot. Who wins? Who wins this division, John?
Wow. Well, you know, the Cardinals have the lead, and they look pretty good. So at this moment, if you
John, hold on.
I think Milwaukee to win and St. Louis as a wild card. So I'm feeling pretty good about that prediction. You know, I shouldn't move away from that one. It looks really good right now. Especially, I mean, obviously I didn't predict the Cubs' injuries, but, you know, Yelich being out is huge. One of the best two or three players in the game. But obviously with Baez out and with Rizzo out with Chicago, that's pretty comparable, and, you know, they've got a tougher schedule. They got 7 games with St. Louis. So, you know, the fact St. Louis, I'd say the team most likely to get in of all those teams, it might, you know, even though St. Louis has got the lead, might be Milwaukee because St. Louis and the Cubs are playing each other 7 times. That's a major benefit for Milwaukee because one of those teams got to lose those games, you know. So Milwaukee, I think, is almost, at this point, they're very likely to get in, I'd say. I mean, I'm not going to say definite, but very likely to get in.
I was going
to
say.
In fact, all 3 may get in. You know, I was asked in MLB Network months ago when it looked like the East was the better division, are all 3, we're going to have 3 teams from the East in. And I don't believe that's going to happen now. I don't think there's any way that's going to happen now. But we may only have 1 from the East, and we may have 3 from the Central.
Yeah, I was just going to remind you, you have to go home eventually today, so you better pick the Brewers.
Well, I am home.
John Heyman joining us for the last few minutes here on the Wendy's Big Show. John, really appreciate it as always, guys. Once again, John Heyman, our radio.com sports insider, brought to you by Indeed. Go right now today, post a job at indeed.com/hire. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, guys. Great talking to you.
That's John Heyman of Radio.com Sports, MLB Insider, also on the Big Time Baseball podcast on the Radio.com app as well. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
He married a woman from Milwaukee. That's why I said that.
Good for him.
So he's got the Brewers fan in his
smart
house.
Man.
That is a smart man.
When I said you got to go home, you know, she's going to let him have it if he doesn't pick the Brewers.
And luckily, if you're home and you really, really like your home and you want to stay there but needs a little bit of updating, Gary Ellerson's got a place for you.
Well, my good friend's over at J&J Contractors, Billy. So my good friend Jason over there. Yeah. Guys, if you want to remodel the inside of your house, you do your kitchen countertop, the kitchen cabinets. If you want to add in just really some livable space in your house, you can do that too. Make your den area or your big room bigger than what it is. Finish out your basement, bathrooms. If you want to redo your, a lot of people are redoing their bathrooms these days. So if you want to redo your bathrooms, they can do. Add a bathroom in your house. They can do that too. Guys, call my good friends up today at J&J Contractors. They can get all your needs done. Ask for my good friend Jason.
Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM. The Fan, are you a believer in the Green Bay Packers yet? 2 weeks in, 2-0 in first place. Eli Hershkovich, Radio.com Sports, You Better You Bet, has a reason why you should be investing in the Green Bay Packers. We'll detail a little bit more why and see if our two foreign Packers are believers yet, and you at 414-799-1250. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Welcome back, Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Appreciate you hanging out, taking us home with you, as you do each and every weekday afternoon, 2 to 6 here on 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the radio.com app, the free radio.com app. That's where you go and check out our podcasts, also hear us live. You can do that also at 105.7fmthefan.com. You just click on Fan On Demand if you're going for a podcast. You want to listen live, right in the upper right-hand corner, you just click Listen Live. It's pretty self-explanatory, but you got to let everybody know because we want you to listen to 105.7 FM The Fan because we're the only show in the state that has two former Packers on it, and we get to talk Packers football and bounce conversation points off of two guys that played in the NFL, more importantly, played for your Green Bay Packers, like Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back. Gary,
yes.
Are you a believer yet in this Green Bay Packers team at 2-0 in the NFC North?
Yeah, that's a good question, Billy. I just don't know what – I guess I don't know what to believe. I think if you look at – I think I saw a stat here today about their offense. I think they're like – is their offense 31st? I thought it ranked 31st somewhere in yards per play or something like that. I mean, the offense is not playing well, but yet they're 2-0, and they're being carried right now by their defense. You know, really they're winning right now with a punter and their defense. That's how they're winning games. I mean, now the offense showed some life the other day by scoring 21 points, and then it just goes dormant. Now, we talked to Bakhtiari there, and you heard him say that, yeah, that maybe, you know, that Coach Zimmer and those guys made some adjustments there, and they kind of
sure.
shut him down a little bit. And that normally ends up happening in a game. But you still would like to see them at least get some points. Now, I thought the turning point to me of that game is when Geronimo Allison fumbled that ball. And they were never the same. And then you had the fourth down, not a fourth down, thought it was a first down. That was kind of goofy, too. So they had two things that happened to them. I don't think that happened to them again. They can just try to keep this thing going. What's your question again, Billy?
Are you a believer yet in this Green Bay Packers team?
Yeah. I believe that defensively, I think they're really good. Defensively. Offensively, I don't know what they are.
They're allowing less than 5.5 yards per play defensively, and they're in a situation where they've now taken the ball away 5 times. They took the ball away 15 times all of last year, right?
Yeah.
Like, so in
right.
that sense, it's easy to say, yes, I'm all over the Green Bay Packers
Listen,
right now. But for what you said, the offense does give you some concern points.
If this offense, and back to ours right, the first time we interviewed him, if this offense can get on track along with this defense, good night, Irene.
He said if we're even just a good offense,
a
Stevie,
good
if
offense.
We're just a good offense, that's scary for everybody else in the league. Are you a believer yet, and I know you've been waving the banner, and I'm just the guy that's making the money on it for the Rodgers Revenge Tour, but are you a believer in this Packers team now that you've seen the first two games, seen the way they've come out, and seen the immediate reactions and the immediate turn-ins on the investments of what you did on defense?
First quarter of this last game was a glimpse into your future of what this offense can be. And they can be it consistently as they learn more and more about this offense and get more and more comfortable players and coaching staff as far as what they want to run. And the more and more times you run plays, the more better you're going to get at running said plays and what defensive looks you're trying to run those plays against and what the adjustments are going to be made by the players running those routes. All of this is just going to get better for this Packers offense. And say this too, I think that Packer defense is going to get nothing but better as well, because the more time Savage spends on a football field at safety, the better he's going to get and the more comfortable he's going to get playing safety in the National Football League. The more snaps Alexander is playing for the Packers, the better he is going to get through repetitions at the cornerback position. So King as well, because he's barely played in his career so far. He's been constantly hurt. So if he can stay healthy and continue to get a lot of snaps out there, he's going to continue to get better. Kenny Clark is only getting better as we go ahead. You guys are hot to trot for Blake Martinez to this point. So if he's as good as you both think he is, then, or all three of you, I guess,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, that would be good for this defense too. So yeah, I'm a believer. Absolutely. Going back to what Gary said, I looked it up just to see where they were. Yeah, they're like third or fourth to last in yards per game offensively. And as far as points per game, they're seventh worst in the NFL currently at this point, averaging 15.5 points per game. Under them, Giants, Broncos, Steelers, Bears, Jets, Dolphins, averaging less points than the Green Bay Packers to this point.
Are you a believer yet in the Green Bay Packers? 414-799-1250. Before I ask Leap36 and the future Hall of Famer, we'll ask Phil in Chicago on the Fan.
Hey,
Hi, Phil.
What up?
What up?
You, go.
In And then I saw this defense. I'm a believer.
Okay.
And then I saw the offense in the first quarter. I'm a believer.
Okay.
Is that I was
is that the Beatles or who is that?
I don't know what he's doing, but it sounds maybe it's original.
It sounds okay. It sounds okay.
Good job,
it's
Phil.
Not too carried away. Nice job, Phil.
No. But of course, I'm a believer. Come on, guys.
Right. Yeah, you a homer.
This is what
we want.
This is what we want, man. We want a defense. I don't care about. You know, look, we're playing a team that won the Super Bowl 3 years ago with defense, man. This is what we want. We want defense, and we just need Aaron to play decently, which he usually does. He's going to play well, and we'll be fine. I think that we can be just like, well, maybe not offensive. Well, I don't know. I think we can be like the Saints because that's what I see in our team because we have Marshawn Lattimore, which is our Jair Alexander. We have our Cam Jordan, which is either Za'Darius or Preston Smith. And we got our Michael Thomas, which is, what's his name?
Devontae Adams.
Right. So I think we can be just like them. It's got better, and I think that we will. As a matter of fact, I have them winning 13 games, and I think that we can definitely make some noise. So let's keep believing, guys. Let's keep believing.
Appreciate it, Phil. Leroy Butler, are you a believer yet in the Green Bay Packers?
And I think Phil meant to say Kamara is like Aaron Jones. I just want to help him out there.
We've been having that conversation that if Aaron Jones can be the Alvin Kamara type. Now, Alvin Kamara is putting it on film that he can do it for an extended period of time this year. We'll see how long that can last.
Though. Yeah, especially because Latavius Murray has been his changeup. The best changeup he had was Mark Ingram, but Ingram was in Baltimore. Listen, I'm not an analytical guy, numbers, but Aaron Rodgers throw for about 200, two touchdowns every week. That's about 14. I mean, I'm assuming get a couple field goals. The defense is going to win you some games. Now, if the defense is the headline on every game, you're going to win the game. If Aaron Rodgers is the headline, you know, then things ain't going too well. He had to put up 400 yards, five touchdowns, because you're in a shootout.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just can't stop anybody. But if you're stopping people, and it's going to be tough. But again, Gary said it, if J.K.'s guy can pin these people back and make them go 80 yards, sooner or later, you're going to make a mistake. And that's how Pettit is thinking. So they got to make sure they keep their guys healthy. But I think the numbers going to bear out that if you believe now – it's. You can put gas on it. If you go 3-0, the odds are you're in the playoffs. That's just what the numbers say now. That's going to mean you can lose 3-2.
Sure.
But, you know, this will be one of the toughest challenges, and we'll break it down later, based on Chubb and Von Miller be two of the best you've ever seen coming outside alone. So you'll see a lot of shuffle passes. You'll see a lot of inside runs, not perimeter runs. You'll see some dashes where they get Aaron outside the pocket. You'll see all of that. But when you say the word believe, though, that is a strong word. It's not a flip-flop word, though. You believe today, but in November, if something happened, you don't believe no more. So when you just throw that out there, you got to really believe you believe. It's almost like the word trust. Do you trust? Like the biggest question people give me when I go to barbershops, who do you trust with the football?
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers or Brett Favre? Well, of course you trust Aaron. He ain't going to throw a pick.
Sure. Yeah. There's a difference in that word, right?
But who you believe is going to do some great things is Brett Favre. So I obviously believe, and I think it's a good reason. A lot of people probably didn't think they were going to be 2-0, but that's not the issue. The issue is, can you sustain this not scoring, I'm going to say, 28 points. If you put 28 points with any pretty much defense, that's you have to stop any offense from scoring five touchdowns or four touchdowns in a field goal. So with that being said, yes, I definitely believe.
This is the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Somebody that believes in his squad, that is Matt LaFleur. We'll hear from him next. Also, I love whenever we get Brett Favre mentioned in here. We're going to have some stuff from the man that traded for Brett Favre for your Green Bay Packers. Also, was the reason why Leroy Butler is, here today and not, and I don't know,
Tampa,
Florida.
I'm going to give y'all a nugget real quick. 30 seconds.
Real quick.
30 seconds.
And then we're going to talk about spicy nuggets.
30 seconds.
Actually, cheeseburgers.
Hurry up.
30 seconds.
Go. One, two.
Ron Wolf is the reason that convinced Reggie White to come here. He also is the one convinced me to stay a Packer my career and not leave free agent.
That was less than 30
that was
seconds.
Like 15 correct. Seconds.
That was tremendous.
And I thought Leroy. God correct. Was the reason Reggie White came here.
It was. God speak to the people who pull the triggers.
We're going to hear all of that from the man himself,
you,
Ron Wolf, coming up at 4 o'clock. You're going to hear a lot of that conversation that he had with Bill Michaels. But first, my belly is full. I'm happy. It's National Cheeseburger Day, and Stevie Wendy's.
Which one you had,
it
Gary?
Up today.
Which one you had? The junior or something?
No, I had the double stack, cuz.
Where did they all go?
Those are my favorite. The double
Mandela.
Hi.
Yeah, you only had one. That's my guy.
No, I had two. Here like two, three times.
Did you?
So, you get up. You get up and walked out for a minute. Right? He'd have been over there grazing.
Yeah, Andy Spitzer came in here from the world according to Sparky podcast. He came in here and got some.
Alex came in, but I don't think he got one.
Joe's brother, Alex.
Oh, he did. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So this is what we've got here. National Cheeseburger Day at Wendy's today, right? So if there's ever a day where you're going to go to Wendy's and take advantage of something, today is it. National Cheeseburger Day. You got the bacon jalapeno cheeseburger. That's absolutely delicious. The barbecue cheeseburger. The Sossum bacon cheeseburger. Everybody's had the Sossum sauce by now, I would assume, right? You've all had Sossum sauce. It's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Sossum bacon cheeseburger. They got the Dave's Double. They've got the Baconator. They've got the Son of Baconator. They got the Junior Bacon Cheeseburger. They got the Junior Cheeseburger Deluxe. They got the Double Stack from Wendy's. They've got 9 different types of cheeseburgers that you can get at Wendy's on National Cheeseburger Day today. Our thanks to everybody over at Wendy's for dropping off the cheeseburgers for us on National Cheeseburger Day. You and your family head over to Wendy's and have any one of these. They are all delicious.
I know it's Cheeseburger Day, but
can you not
eating
talk with
on
your...
Please don't sleep on their chicken sandwiches. Please don't sleep on them. Go ahead and finish these.
Okay. I think he was done, and then...
Does that bother you when people eat on there?
What?
Oh, not too bad.
No?
Only a little bit.
You're okay?
Only a little bit.
Some people get freaked out by it.
It's good.
Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show tonight after the Brewers and Padres do battle out of Miller Park. Brewers trying to secure a winning 4-game set against those San Diego Padres, taking the first two 5-1 and 3-1 respectively. It is Adrian Hauser tonight for the Milwaukee Brewers. Tomorrow it'll be Jordan Lyles. Right now it's Matt LaFleur and his daily conference up at Lambeau Field. Wednesday, though, there's an injury update in here as well, as some game planning with the Denver Broncos. Take a listen. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan. That's Matt LaFleur earlier today talking about his team and where they can go here in 2019, where you should be going to believe in the Green Bay Packers. Well, Eli Hershkovich is going to tell you why you should be ready to rock and roll over to the sportsbook and put some money on the Green Bay Packers next from Radio.com Sports Podcast. You better you bet. Eli Hershkovich joins Wendy's Big Show talking Packers football and NFL futures next on The Fan.
Obviously, right out the gate, we had a good plan, and we had great execution. That's the number one thing is the execution. Start off with an explosive gain, and then you catch them on their heels, and then you start kind of taking their pride out of them. And then, especially being a noon game, no one really wants to play when you have the other team foaming at the mouth, making all the opportunities that are out there on the football field early on.
That's Packers left tackle David Bakhtiari on the Wendy's Big Show yesterday. I'm Bill Baby Tauschman. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer's here, and so are our two former Packers, Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler, now joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline from Radio.com Sports. You better bet. Eli Hershkovich, he writes there for Radio.com Sports. He also talks gambling and one of my favorite topics.
Tell me he's married with that
investments.
Last
Eli Hershkovich on the Wendy's Big Show. Eli,
no way he's married. I bet you're single. Bet.
That's a future Hall of Famer, so I guess you got to answer
Eli,
that question first.
You married, Eli.
I am not married. Yeah. I have a girlfriend. We've been together for 5 years.
Oh, well, what the hell are you waiting on, dear?
Yet.
that last name holding him up.
Murphy Fitz, what you waiting on, man? 5 years, you're going to lose her shortly.
No, he's not.
He is, Leroy. You know they don't wait no more than 5 years because you know that, you know her friends are telling the girl.
Yeah, I guess keep I got to make that investment then, huh?
Huh?
He said, I guess I got to make that investment then, huh?
Let me tell you how I would do it. I would at least, Leroy, I would at least go ahead, get her the diamond ring. That'll at least buy you 2 more years if you're not really sure.
I'll keep that in mind.
That's the advice I gave my son. I'm just keeping it straight 100.
Well, and maybe if the Jaguars can cover the two on Thursday night, Eli can go and make that decision. Eli,
make sure you go to the jury center, too, and get it, all
right? Yeah, attaboy, way to get that plug in there. Yeah. Eli, your latest column up at Radio.com Sports detailing why people should be jumping on the price that they can get the Green Bay Packers to win the Super Bowl right now, today. Please explain.
Yeah, so the Packers were 14-1 at the Westgate Superbook, a sportsbook out in Vegas, back in April to win the Super Bowl. So they're still 12-1, 13-1, 14-1, right around the same number that they were, 4 or 5 months ago. And you're talking about a 2-0 start for one of the best defenses of the NFL and the most improved units on that side of the ball. The front seven has been insane in terms of creating pressure, and especially with their run defense. The secondary is also much improved, and former Chicago Bears safety Adrian Amos making a big dent there. So what this Packers defense has been able to do under Mike Pettine, I know it's just 2 games, and I know they faced a Bears offense that is undergoing some regression with Mitchell Trubisky and a Vikings team that has Kirk Cousins at quarterback and making decisions like he made to really wrap up the game for the Packers in the red zone in week 2. But it's an impressive bunch nonetheless after 2 games. This stat surprised me a little bit, even though the Packers offense has struggled, that they're 31st in the NFL, around 31st, 30th in the league in yards per play. But that's one of the reasons why offensively, and that's one of the reasons why I'm still bullish on this team at the odds that they're at, because you're always trying to find some value in the price where there's room to grow. And the Packers defense is playing at an incredible level that I think they'll keep up for the rest of the season. And then offensively, there's still room to grow for Aaron Rodgers under Matt LaFleur. So because of the potential in that offense, the price of 14-1, 13-1, wherever you get the number, is really good value for me.
When you talk about buying in on deals like this where you're talking year-long bets, right, whether it be before the start of the season or now, if you're going to make a bet here in week 3 for the rest of the season, you view that as more of a gamble than, say, betting on a game on a Sunday on a point spread?
Yeah, it's obviously the long-term investment. If you're looking at on a game-by-game basis, you're trying to find angles. So whether it's a situational spot, like that's a letdown spot for a team coming off a big win, maybe going from the West Coast to the East Coast the next week, that can be considered a letdown spot, a bounce back spot where a team loses in heartbreaking fashion. Like, for instance, the Eagles in Atlanta, where Carson Wentz is playing without the majority of his receiving core. They come back home. The line is now down to 6.5 as Philly's a 6.5-point favorite against Detroit. And a lot of money right now is coming in on the Lions, and that could be a motivational / bounce back spot for the Eagles. So it's much different looking at the futures market versus taking this on a game by game basis, because obviously in terms of the futures market, I'm not looking at matchups. I'm looking at where the potential is for teams, where there's still room to grow, and where their strength is on either side of the ball. And again, when you think about the rest of the NFC right now, with the Saints losing Drew Brees for up to 6 weeks, or right around that number. Rams team, to me, that's very flawed, just hasn't showed it yet. They beat an okay Panthers team that's obviously shown its struggles, and now Cam Newton has the foot injury. I don't know if it happens this week in Cleveland as their 3-point favorites, but to me, they're going to come back down to earth at some point over the next couple of weeks. They've had some good turnover luck. And while I like the Cowboys and the Eagles' offenses, they're not even close to what this Packers defense is. Preston Smith, Za'Darius Smith, Kenny Clark, again, a tremendous front seven for Green Bay and also in the secondary. There's so much to like about Green Bay. And when you're looking long-term in a loaded NFC in terms of offense, you want to find one of the better defenses, and Green Bay should get their offense right, and they already have the defense.
Eli, how many people called you today and said, I feel sorry that you've been benched? How many people called you and said that?
Well, you bet yesterday. Our hosts were making the comparison, who's better, Eli Manning or myself? And they both picked Manning. So,
but how do you...
Yeah, was it,
but go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you please. Go ahead.
It wasn't the best of comparisons, but if I'm going to be compared to Eli Manning, I would vote Eli Manning as well.
Yeah, two-time Super Bowl champion. I don't know what's the best way to, if you have a player that you respect for long, 232 straight games, I don't know what's the best way to move forward, but I think Eli had to know the writing was on the wall and took him with the sixth pick. My question is, what do you think the fan base would think at, you know, if you got one quarterback, then you got to kind of scrap a plan for another young guy. You would think they're a little bit better than what they're doing down in Miami. Miami, they're just tanking.
Right. Yeah, and you think about what's coming up for the Giants this weekend in Tampa Bay. The Bucs have been floating around between a 6-point, 6.5-point favorite and a 7-point favorite against New York on Sunday. And I know that Bucs defense has completely turned it around. But to me, there's value in the 6.5, 7-point line with the Giants going into that game as a dog. The Bucs not being prepared for what Daniel Jones has to bring. And on the flip side, Jones could have a 3-interception, 4-interception performance, and the Bucs could cover that line easily. It's tough to bet on a rookie quarterback in that spot, but with the Giants going into that game, getting a touchdown right around that number, there's value there after they played a decent Cowboys defense. Again, there's room for that Cowboys defense to grow as well, just as I mentioned with the Packers offense, but they left some points on the table in Dallas a couple weeks ago and a tremendous Bills defense that they just faced. So it's an interesting proposition if you're talking about getting the 7, getting the 6.5 points for the Giants this weekend. I don't know if I would take it with a rookie quarterback, but I sure as hell like the bet more with Daniel Jones than if it was Eli Manning under center for the Giants.
It's You Better You Bet on the Radio.com sports app here. Eli Hershkovich of that show joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline here on the Wendy's Big Show. Eli, switch quickly over to gears here onto baseball, because these guys think that it's crazy that we go to the window as well on baseball. The Milwaukee Brewers right now are one of the hottest ticket items going.
On fire.
And for this situation right now, you got to imagine that there's a lot of money to be had with the Milwaukee Brewers for the last 2 weeks of the regular season.
Yeah, especially without Christian Yelich. I think the number for them to win the National League right after he went down was around 40-1, and now they're red hot without him. So it's impressive. And if you look at their World Series odds, currently 42-1. So their odds have shortened to win it all, and then to win the National League right now, Milwaukee is at 18-1, right behind the Nationals. And we've seen Washington slide a little bit. They're right there with the Cubs and the Brewers in the wild card race. Presumably, Washington could miss the playoffs, and you could have a Cubs-Brewers showdown, possibly. We'll see what the Cardinals do down the stretch as well, and if we get three teams in the playoffs from the NL Central. But I'm not in on the Brewers in terms of finding any value from a long-term perspective from the futures market because of that pitching staff. I would lean towards the Cubs if I'm trying to make a bet right now. Again, they're around the same price to win the NL Central, and if I'm banking on one of these two teams to make the playoffs, to win the NL Central, it's the Cubs for me because of the experience in that rotation.
Well, we're not going to hold that one over your head. Eli, we appreciate it, man, a lot. We'll talk later on this year. You Better You Bet right now on Radio.com Sports. Find it today and get some information to make some money. Appreciate the time, man.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
as well.
I just followed you on Twitter, too, so I'm going to be following you from now on.
You got to follow my girlfriend, too. That's the key to my heart.
Well, you usually...
You don't want to follow your girlfriend. He wants to know what your girlfriend Instagram...
Wait a minute.
What's the Instagram?
I'll let you know next time.
Yeah. All right, next time. Appreciate
you
it, Eli.
Creepy like that.
Eli's going to give us the good lowdown next year, next time he comes on in with the Instagram. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Like
if you're looking
him.
To buy, build, renovate,
nice
or refinance guy. In 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935. The guy that drafted and kept Leroy Butler in Green Bay.
He didn't draft Leroy Butler.
Oh, okay, sorry. I wasn't
Kept
alive at that point, so there you go.
Quiet
also, he traded for Brett Favre. He self-signed Reggie White, Ron Wolf. That's out next on the Wendy's Big Show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.